This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday. This is Tune In with Erica, and we are in Scorpio territory. Hey, come on in. It is that time again when we get together and share our thoughts via the magic of technology and 1-2 Radio. My name is Erica Longdon. If we haven't met before, I'm your host here on 1-2 Radio with Tune In with Erica on Thursdays, 8:30 a.m. Pacific, 11:30 Eastern, 4:30 BST, British Summer Time, which is going to change this weekend when the clocks go back. And frankly, whatever time you are, if you're listening to the replay, the on demand. I'm smiling, if you can hear the smile in my voice. As I said, BST, the clocks are going to go back. You know my thoughts on that. If you're a regular, it drives me mad, this clock stuff. Can we please put it back to GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, and leave it there? We're all grown up now, we're adults. I think we can tell when it's dark and when it's not, and we don't need to change the clocks. Oh, enough said. So welcome, come on in, get around. Maybe that's me having a Scorpio moment. I'm a Libra, but maybe I'm having a Scorpio moment because now it is Scorpio. So happy birthday, Scorpios. I hope you're enjoying stepping into your power. Just a heads up for today. Next week, I will not be live here with you because it's actually the day of Samhain, All Hallows Eve, Halloween, whatever you want to call it. It is absolutely my favourite festival of the year. I wait every year, never mind Christmas, I wait for Samhain. It is the Celtic New Year, and of course I live in Celtic Cornwall, so there's lots of celebrations down here. But actually I'm doing something special. This year I'm going to spend it in Glastonbury, which is the heart chakra of the planet. And there's a very special ceremony that I'm going to in the Chalice Well Garden. Now, I've put some pictures up for those of you who are Facebook folk. I have put some pictures in the chat room of the Chalice Well, the well head, and also the Red Spring, so you can have a look. If you're not a Facebook person, I'll do my best to include you. If you are a Facebook person or you want to come in the chat room, very simple, go to 12radio.com, look at the menu on the left-hand side, you'll see there is an option to chat. It will bring you into the chat room. I know that I've already seen Catherine in there this morning. I'm just going to refresh the page and do the Facebook dance where I turn the comments up the right way, because it does this all comments, top comment thing that Facebook likes to do. And just take a look. Good morning to Catherine. I can see you in this. She said, hi, Erica and friends. Well, let me talk you through a bit of the Chalice Well and why it's so special. It's right next door to the Tor in Glastonbury. The Tor has extraordinary energies. It has, I don't know how many ley lines going into the top of the Tor. It's something like, it could be 20 ley lines. Think of a bicycle hub and the spokes of a wheel. I mean, that is the Tor in Glastonbury. There is said to be a dragon who lives underneath, and all sorts of other magic that live under the Tor. There's a reason it's so famous. And right next door is this beautiful garden called the Chalice Well Trust. And I am a member of the Chalice Well, even though I don't live particularly near. It'll be about 3.5-4 hour journey for me to get there. But the energies of the Chalice Well are extraordinary. The actual wellhead has a Vesica Pisces there. It's very divine feminine. And they dress the well, which is to say they put seasonal floral gifts or laurels around the well, and they're going to hold a very special evening ceremony there by candlelight on the night of Samhain. I mean, just try and keep me away. And also they have very special water at the Chalice Well. There's something called the Lion's Head, which is halfway down the garden, and you can drink the water from there. It comes straight from the ground. And the Lion's Head, if you see the picture that I've managed to put in Facebook, is red, and the water it's tinged red, and it tastes very metallic. It has lots of iron in it, and I know before now, if I've had a snuffle or a cold or a sore throat and I've drunk the water from the chalice, well, the lion's head just cures your throat instantly. So I will be taking a receptacle there and filling it up to bring home with me. It's great to dip your crystals in as well. It clears crystals. And it is extraordinary. I've just been reading the facts on it, which I hadn't read before, but I'll share them with you. It's sometimes known as the blood well because this water is so red. And it flows at, can you believe this, 25,000 gallons a day. And it's always a constant temperature. Doesn't matter if it's summer, doesn't matter if it's winter, it is always 52 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's because this water comes from a spring. It's way, way underground. I think it was Tennyson who wrote, "The island valley of Avalon, where falls not rain or any snow or hail." And water diviners and specialists have reported the spring has a primary origin coming deep from within the earth. And there was a very well-known dowser who's doused many sites in the world who said the water doesn't come from above, it comes from below, and so is not dependent on rainfall, and it begins its existence deep within the bowels of Mother Earth. And in fact, it's never ever been known to run dry. Even in, apparently, in 1921 to 22 there was a terrible drought in the land, but not in Glastonbury, because the chalice well water saved the whole town. And it's absolutely free to drink it. Once you're in the chalice well, you just go and fill up your receptacles. And if you don't want to pay to go in chalice well, there is part of it that flows just on the road outside, and you can go and fill your receptacles from there. So I will be going to the chalice well next week. If you would like me to take your name to be part of this ceremony and to be part of the blessing of the wellhead and this very divine feminine energy, because you've got the Vesica Pisces there, and this water that comes deep, deep, deep from within Mother Earth, and you can just drink the water. It's completely pure and very restorative. So I will be doing something there. So if you want a blessing at the Chalice Well next week, pop your name in the Facebook chat room. And I do appreciate, you know, I get it, that not everybody can get into Facebook. Not everybody enjoys being on Facebook. So I thought, well, you could always send me a message if you have a 1-2 Listen account. You could send me a message via the 1-2 Listen account if you wanted to do that. And as I say that, if you haven't got a 1-2 Listen account, why not dip a toe in that water? Because if you haven't signed up, not only do you get access to incredible readers, and everybody on there has a skill, they bring their skills in different ways. It is an extraordinary coalition and family of psychics and mediums and astrologers. I just adore being part of the 1-2 family. But also, if you sign up at the beginning of every month, you get 3 free minutes, and we've got a new month just around the corner. So if you haven't got an account, it might be a good time to dip your toe in that water and give it a go, and then you could send me a message. So that set the scene. I have with me today, because I know you love to have readings, I've got 2 tarot decks. I've got my straight angel deck. I've got my angel wisdom deck. I've got 2 dragon decks, because this weekend I'm at a local festival called the Healing Light Festival. It's a great honour to be there. They, a bit like 1-2 Listen, they're very picky who they let through the door. So I'm very honoured that they allow me to exhibit there. I'm taking my books. I've got my novel, In Pursuit of Perfect Timing, which is my kind of Reiki angelic novel, story, romance, whatever. I'm also taking my sound healing book, Vibrational Sound Healing, and my little doggy book, The Bedtime Tales for Dogs. So I will be there talking to people who are interested and selling those books. And then on the Sunday, I will be doing dragon card reading, or tarot reading if people would prefer the tarot. Last time I did this was the spring, and I did a dragon workshop, and I was amazed and absolutely thrilled. It was sold out, and I'm so pleased for the dragons, because dragons have had such a bad rap in history. I mean, they're always the villains of the piece. And dragons are, okay, they come with dragon chew. They're not as fluffy as angels. But they are just awesome cosmic beings to work with. So I've got my dragon cards here. And just because I didn't want you to be left out, if you are someone who can't get into Facebook and can't ask for a reading, I did a couple of dragon card readings for today, and two cards came out. So this is from the Dragon Riders Oracle, which I just love. I'm still working with the information given in the book because it's so complex, but I got Aradia and Nys as the first card. Now, Aradia is the first of all witches, and her magic is just unrivaled. She's the daughter of the great Hecate, the goddess of magic. And she was instructed, of course, in all the magical arts and became queen of the witches. And she promised humanity freedom from slavery and humiliation. Just to use her name, Aradia, I think I'm saying that right, A-R-A-D-I-A. You can invoke her, but use it wisely. And her message is that I see all your fears and I'm with you now in order to free you from them. So begin by working to heal any unresolved situations in your life and any relationships that affect your well-being. And she will guide you and help you on the path to freedom in that respect. So look closely at your dependencies, she says, in order to loosen them, and then learn from this experience, and with the act of letting go, you'll gain great wisdom. Very good advice. And her dragon, Nys, N-I-S, says, be prepared and follow Aradia. Always accept her wise advice and let go of your fears, one by one, step by step. And the first step is always the same. It is to make a clear decision. The path on which you are now being led is the path on which all that is hidden in darkness is revealed and illuminated by redeeming light. Well, that's a pretty good message. So thank you for Aradia and Nys for that. And the other dragon, I had two dragons come through. So the other one I'm just looking to see is, now I didn't speak German, but I'm thinking this is Eier, E-I-R. If you speak German better than me, please do let me know. But she's the goddess of mercy and the healing arts. And she trains all the healers in the world and times and dimensions. Wow, that is quite a job. She's a great friend with Freya, who's also the North god, and she works with the Valkyries, taking fallen heroes over to the other side. And she admires Freya very much and often assists her. And her message is, it's possible to influence the wheel of fortune, but to do this, you must change your thoughts, words, and deeds. Well, that, of course, echoes. I think it was Einstein who said you can't get different results with the mindset that created where you are now. So you can travel in meditation to the weavers of destiny and ask them for a light-filled path. And it is in your power, she's saying, the magic ability to influence destiny and obtain new knowledge is there. It's at our fingertips, but you have to let go, of course, of the mindset you have now. So recognize your divinity, take your fate into your own hands, and you can change the wheel of fortune. And she comes with a beautiful, I'm no good at color descriptions, I'm going to say cerise pink. It's a vivid, vivid pink, her dragon, called Othala, who says, once upon the path of magic, you will create the kingdom of peace here on earth using your will alone. In other words, if you have a peaceful mindset, that is what you will attract. So understand that the magic you have and internalize it and apply it, and it won't be lost when you transition into yet another phase of life. So great messages from the Dragon Riders and their dragons. So I'm very much looking forward to working with that. I'm looking to see where I am at the moment. Okay, I need to go back in the Facebook chat room and refresh it because I can see new people have come into the room. So let me see who I need to say hello to and whether anybody would like a blessing taken to Glastonbury and whether they would like a reading for the day. So bear with me. I'm just doing the Facebook dance of turning the comments the right way up so we can all see where we are and who we are. Okay, so good morning, I already said to Catherine. Good morning to Gwyn. Yes, please take your name. I do have exciting adventures. It comes with a decision. I think if you're going to have an exciting adventure, even if it's just down the road from you, it comes with taking a decision. And I just thought, you know what? I'm going. So I'm getting very nervous about driving long distances these days, but I always take Archangels Raphael and Michael with me and trust that somehow I'm going to get there. Good morning to Laura. You would like a message? Of course, my darling. I will come back and do that in a moment. Good morning to Maureen. Good morning, your Libra sister. Indeed, you would love a card for the Scorpio season. As you're surrounded by them, your hubby and your daughter and your sister are all Scorpios. You are indeed surrounded by water energy. Good morning to Renee, waving her customary hi. And Maureen said she loves the dragons. So do I. I love my dragons. Catherine would be delighted to have her name taken to Glastonbury. Good morning to Quelly. Blessings to you. Thursday blessings. And good morning to Tara. You'd love a dragon card. Maureen, yes, I will also take your name to Glastonbury, and Catherine would have love to have a card. So let me go back up to the top of this run and get myself organized and in order. So Laura would like a message. So let me have a look. Clear the deck. This is my second incarnation of my wisdom deck because my old one got so old it was sticking. But this is the new one, and the card I have for you, Laura, is an air card. It is the Four of Air. I always find this a very peaceful card. It's a female warrior who has taken her armor off. She does not need to be fighting and having wars of words with the world. She's sitting cross-legged. She's meditating in front of a stained glass window with the words Pax for peace. So this is always about being in a quiet place. Even if the world is in a flurry and a hubbub around you, take yourself, you always have the power, the angels say, to take yourself into this quiet space and step into the hub rather than all the hubris that is flying round in the world. And when you are in a place of peace, then the world becomes more peaceful around you. And even if it isn't peaceful around you, it doesn't impact you. And I can speak to that that this week myself, there was something around me that was quite, it was quite a conflict. And I just found myself in a place of peace. And then the whole thing just resolved. It dissolved. It just went away. So that is the message to you, Laura. You would like Maureen a card for Scorpio season. What does Maureen need to know about being surrounded, a Libra surrounded by Scorpio? What does Maureen need to know about that, my darling angels? Let's clear the deck again. What does Maureen need to know about being surrounded by scorpionic energy? I mean, Scorpios are very loving. They have all that water energy. It's just that they have a tendency to... my daughter has a Scorpio ascendant. And if she has something to say, my goodness, she says it. Just in a very nice way. It's never disrespectful, but she doesn't hold back. So there we go. I have a card. Maureen, I have a lovely card for you. It's a major arcana card. It is the Strength card. It comes with the Archangel Ariel, who's very connected to nature, so she's very grounded. She's sitting with a lion. And this is about personal power. And again, assertiveness, but strength. So if you've got scorpionic energy that's speaking its mind, just remember that you're a lovely Libran and you have incredible strength and sensitivity. And also you tend to be a peacemaker because, frankly, that's what we Libras do. But you don't actually have to give up your power in order to make peace or to broker the peace. You can still be very much you. So I hope that will help, Maureen. Going down through Catherine and Quelly, a dragon card for Tara. Bear with me while I find the dragons. Just extract the two cards that I have been using. This is the Dragon Rider deck, so you're going to get a rider and a dragon. And what does Tara need to know in her life for her highest good? Is there a dragon? Wow. No, I've not seen this one before. I say I'm still learning this deck because it is so complex. It's one of those infinity mirrors that goes back and back and back. You have the most beautiful aquamarine dragon in front of the ocean with Venus, the goddess of love. So I'm just going to look up the full SP on this and find out the connection between them. So Venus is just such an enigmatic goddess. She's the ruler, of course, of Taurus and Libra. And she helps us forge a great connection between us and our own bodies, which is particularly important for those, if you don't have a sense of yourself, you can ask her about that. She also awakens our creativity, and she symbolizes freedom as well as love. And her message is that the beauty of love lies in its wildness. It comes as a divine gift and transforms the desert within us into a vast ocean of fragrant flowers. Wow, isn't that wonderful? So become a truly loving person. Live love with all its facets. Set out on a path to great happiness and leave behind your old ways and the confines of your inner life, and think instead about yourself and your inner needs, and be brave, be determined. Turn your life into an heroic journey. Oh, I do like that. And she comes with a message from her dragon. Now, her dragon has a double name, Diom Chanain, which is D-I-O-M, and a new word, C-H-A-N-A-I-N, Diom Chanain, who says, I come to you to lead you onto the stage of your life. It is time to make your appearance, and Venus awakens your love for yourself, and in doing so also strengthens your trust in all that is deep within you. It is time to take the next step. You are who you are and what you are. Be you, be wild, be free, and tell the world. What a beautiful card. Do love that card. I think we're all slightly envious of you having that card this morning, Tara. I hope that helps. Maureen, yes, I'm going to take your name to Glastonbury. Catherine would like to receive a card today. I'm just going to take a quick look to make sure I know where I am. No, that's the wrong thing. Sometimes I am technically competent and other times I'm pressing the wrong button. Right, so a card, please. Let's have a look. And I've just managed to turn Facebook the wrong way up again. But I'll turn it the right way up and catch up with you. Right, let's try this again. Once more with feeling, Facebook, please. Will you turn these comments the right way up to make sure I haven't missed anyone out? So I've done the dragon card. Right, it is Catherine. I'm doing a reading for you. So let's have a look. A card for Catherine, please. What does Catherine need to know for her highest good? I feel like saying top of the morning to you, Catherine, as I suspect you're in Ireland. But there we go. A card for Catherine. This is the Wisdom Tarot deck that I'm clearing and connecting into for Catherine. Okay, what have we got? Lovely water card. It's a page of water. She's this beautiful young teenage mermaid just on the shore, as teenagers do, kind of lying down, elbows in the water, head on her hands, and a beautiful dolphin leaping behind her. And the cup in front of her is just full and pouring over. And when I have this card, that usually means emotions pouring over. So this is a card about sensitivity and open-heartedness. And the other side of that is moody. Now, as we're in Scorpio land, that says to me that you may either find yourself, shall I say, experiencing the energy of Scorpio in someone else's conversations, or you might find yourself being very sensitive to conversations, perhaps a little more sensitive than you normally would be. So if you know that, and that's what it is, if it happens, you just kind of go, oh, okay, I don't have to overreact, or I don't have to feel wounded, or I don't have to feel that picking up very much on somebody else's mood and energy, and that I might be responsible for how they're feeling, which of course we never are. And it just helps enormously if you know those things, and then you can think, okay, yeah, I get that, I understand that. So I've just refreshed this Facebook page, and bear with me because my computer is trying to catch up. Right. Denise has come into the room. Good morning. You would like a message on moving in the next year. Do you see this as possible? I'm just thinking which archangel I would ask for this. So let me see. A moving angel. I would say Metatron, because Metatron moves time and space. So let's call him Metatron. And Raphael, because he's also connected to the choices card and helps us with our choices, he's connected. So let's have a look what you need to know about moving, please, for Denise. Okay. I would say I've got three cards for you. So, first of all, I've got the Justice card, which comes with Raguel for relationships. And justice, of course, comes with the scales, the balance of scales. In the middle, I've got a page of fire, which is about enthusiasm and creation. And then I've got the wheel turning, the wheel. So I would say that your prospects for moving, my advice is make peace with where you are, because the justice, the scales, is about balancing things. You need to be very clear about what you will leave behind and make peace with that, and be very clear about where you're going and what you want from it, because that's why I've got the page of fire. And the page of fire comes with a new moon, so new beginnings. It's an exciting opportunity, very much so, very creative. So allow that creativity to flow forward, creating a path for you, because that is what will make the wheel turn. So I'm not going to put a time limit on it, but I am going to say that maybe do some journaling and be very honest with yourself about what you want from this move and what you're leaving behind and what it is you want to see where you are. So I hope that will be helpful for you. I notice I've just got a few minutes left, and I just want to go up and down this page and make sure. And see, Maureen said you're heading to the casino with your sister tomorrow. Always drawn to the dragon penny slots. My starscope for Libra for this month, Maureen, said that you may have the Midas touch. So you might want to be looking at that dragon and hoping that you do indeed have the Midas touch. And if you want to catch up with your starscope for October, if you haven't read it yet, it is, of course, still up on the front page of One to Listen. So you could go and have a look at the starscope along with the scopes from my colleagues. And I might just mention, as a sneak peek, because you're listening to this show, because I'm traveling next week, I have just put up my scopes for November on my own website. So if you go over to angelhandsheal.com, you'll be able to take a sneak peek of your November starscope. So you can have both. You can go and see your October starscope on the front page of One to Listen, and you can take a sneak peek of your November starscope if you go over to angelhandsheal.com. So there you go. I am in the last minute of the show. I so appreciate your company every week here on 1-2 Radio. Do stay tuned, because you've got Jay and Raven on the way with their backstage pass. As I said, I will be back in a couple of weeks. The show will encore next week. So do take care. I'm just looking to see where my music's gone. There we go. Got it. So have a wonderful week. Enjoy Samhain. If you're planning to get your broom out and fly, please fly carefully. I will take your blessings to the chalice well and be with you in a couple of weeks' time. Until then, lots of love. Take care, and bye-bye for now.